At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it is April the 7th, 2025. The Simpsons predicted a market crash today. As usual, predicting a lot of things in the past, and we're going to see if this prediction comes true again today as well. But today, a lot of people calling Black Monday. We just now had the stock markets open up, and we are waiting to see where this is all headed. A lot of people thinking that the markets could potentially tank today to historic levels, possibly creating a Great Depression even. So looking into this, it looks like things are getting pretty bad with this whole Trump tariff situation. Market Watch is reporting that Trump's tariffs have brought carnage to U.S. stocks, and they're wondering what it will take to stop it. Now, they're fearing a global trade war, and they're fearing the escalation of this war. It's already pretty much in play, and we have to wonder how long this is all going to take to play out. A lot of people saying it could get bad. I myself saw this coming. That's why I got out of America while I had the chance. Now, not only, you know, are the markets potentially going to collapse and the Dow is going to fall and all that, they're talking about President Trump possibly coming in and putting a freeze on things, but we don't know if that'll happen. We don't know if that'll happen fast enough, even if it does happen. And, you know, this could get really weird really quick. People are also talking about power outages, blackouts, stuff like that. You know, there is ways that they can kill off the U.S. population. I mean, once we go into a Great Depression and you know that you need wheelbarrow loads of money to buy a loaf of bread and whatnot, I mean, could you imagine? It'd just be neighbor upon neighbor, citizen upon citizen killing them, because no one respects anyone in America. Unlike Mexico, where they would literally all band together and work as a team, Americans will literally all fight each other tooth and nail, shoot each other and kill each other. There'll probably be very few places and communities in which the people actually come together. So that's the problem. They have America divided by design. I've been going over this for years, decades, as a matter of fact. But now it is all coming to a head, and we could potentially witness, you know, some of the strangest activity that's happened in the market today. A lot of people think it could get weird. U.S. market futures were hit once again on Monday, they're saying today. And The S&P 500 futures shed 2.8% with the benchmark nearing bear market territory when official trading begins. It closed Friday down 17.4%. Not very good. You know, if this market tanks more than 20% today, it might go all the way and into a total collapse territory. So what would that mean? What does that mean for the United States? What does that mean for the markets? Well, it means it could get pretty bad. Obviously, you know, we're going to have to wait and see how this all plays out. But there's not much to wait and see on, really, if you think about it. And, you know, I mean, you're taxing Americans way more, essentially, is what you're doing with these tariffs. Because the American people are the ones that are going to be paying for these tariffs, because it's all going to come back into the cost of goods. This notion that we're going to bring manufacturing back, that's no good, because no one will be shipping the goods to foreign countries to sell it. We would have to sell it all to ourselves. And Americans that don't have money because everything is collapsing are not going to be buying very many goods. And so this is why all of this is very strange, and you can tell that it is highly, highly orchestrated, because it literally makes no sense other than, you know, if they're planning on literally collapsing everything, because that looks like where we're at with this. I mean, it looks like some type of orchestrated plan, because no one would have done anything this terrible. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says Trump's tariffs will boost inflation. Obviously, it's going to raise inflation. We're obviously going to be paying 20, 30, 40, and 50%. Prices already went up in Costco on items 30 to 75% in the last 2 months. Things will go up drastically. We're going to see exponential acceleration of this. Americans are going to be feeling it in their pocketbook. Gas is going to go up higher. You know, all of your costs driving to work, it's just not going to be economically feasible to even drive yourself to work anymore to make a couple dollars to come home and then have them take out all the taxes and fees and leave you with nothing, especially when a loaf of bread's, you know, $5 to $40 and possibly even hundreds of dollars here in the near future. Guys, don't forget to support the show, the Shepherd and Bella Show. Click the Linktree link below, or all the links are in the description. We got Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. You can become a Subscribe Star member. Please make a pledge today. I've been really cranking out a lot of truth, going against the grain of what pretty much any YouTubers are talking about, because they all want to hold on to their livelihood, to their money, to their payouts. They're all beholden to Google paying them, which I am not. I'm only listener supported. So I will tell the truth all the way down until the end, until the complete and total collapse of America and beyond. So, you know, I am out here doing this, so please support the show. The first victim of Trump's trade war, anyone? Michigan, that's right, Michigan's economy. Michigan, where companies and workers are already feeling the beginning of an onslaught that could blow a hole in the state's economy, we're seeing nearly 20% of the economy is tied to the auto industry, of course. And when you have such a chunk tied to the auto industry, this obviously makes them increasingly dependent on parts, vehicles from Canada, Mexico, and China. And with the imports Trump hit with these steep tariffs and everything on all these imports and stuff, the the prices are going to go up. I mean, like, look, this is like the old Detroit, the factories, all this stuff. And when it was once bustling, it's like the opposite of that now. And Detroit's automotive executives have shifted into battle mode, according to the Wall Street Journal. And they're starting to stockpile imported components because they're not going to be able to afford to buy these later. And all of these imported components that go in your Chevys and stuff that you didn't know about are now going to drive up the cost so high that you will not be able to buy anything but a state-sponsored Tesla, because they want to get those cameras and those monitoring devices on your face, facial recognition. They want to be seen all directions at once. They want you to get the Tesla robot. They want you to get that into your house. They want to control every facet of your life, especially in America. And ladies and gentlemen, mark my words, but we're going to see, you know, these markets are not going to hold up much longer. We're going to see a shift in this to where, you know, it could get ugly fast, right? Things are not looking too great right now. We have a lot of stuff going on in the world all the way around, and Tesla shares even have plunged. All right. So, you know, that's a big thing for a lot of people. Quite a decline on that. So we're looking at a lot of stuff going on in these markets, waiting for people to open up. I'm going to listen to see what this guy says. He's commentating about the markets this morning.
Sense to see if they're showing us numbers like that Bitcoin is down and a lot. What's his name? To whom those will listen. He put a video over tonight. He showed a screen where all the cryptocurrencies are down. Well, cryptocurrency is now tied into the financial system. If everything's going down, then we have to question. You know? And I said earlier in the video, tariffs are uneven. There's a 76% difference worldwide in tariffs that America pays we're being treated unfairly.
That's right. We are being treated unfairly. This guy knows what he's talking about. Let's see. We will have to see where this is all going, but what scary territory that we are in right now. And trying to get some live updates here, if I can see what is going on. Yahoo Finance with some stuff out. People are saying the Dow fell over 1,500. They're not even letting me pull up any information on this. We're 21 minutes into the opening of the markets. I'm gonna try to see if I can get anything to pull up. Yeah, so I don't know that we're going to have to see how this holds up throughout the day, obviously, and see where this is all headed. But not looking good on the overall for the, you know, just the projection in general for the United States. Hmm. looking at trying to get live numbers on this. At the moment, all right. They're saying the feed dropped. I hope you guys are still hearing this. You know, I can't pull up any numbers on this. It's so bizarre. Let's see what, if I can pull up anything on this other. Okay, the real-time data is being like hidden today in the morning. This is really weird. Now, it's like there's some type of market freeze going on or something like that. Okay, we might have some more time until it opens. I think we're a little early, that's why, because we're on the time change or whatever. My time's messed up, maybe. Let's see. Time in New York City. 9:24. No, it's open. It looks like they are literally freezing the markets, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I don't see any current AIs even telling me it cannot access the market data for today. And it's wondering why. AI was telling me it is itself wondering why it cannot. We could be in some type of problem here. Does anyone have any access to any market data in the chat for today? Live. I'm trying to still pull this up, guys. Bear with me. There's articles that were coming out before the open, and they were saying Dow down 1,000 points and all this stuff. And I find that weird because it was even before the market opened. It looks like there's some scripting going on. They might have froze the markets. This is really bizarre. People talking about, can we see another Black Monday? You know, what is going to be the depth of this impact on the markets from these tariffs? And of course, a lot of people sitting here wondering what is going on with these NASDAQ streams. Someone saying it opens at 6:30. I thought it opened at 9 o'clock. Okay, maybe it, let's see. What time does the Dow open? 9:30, okay. Shit, that's weird. I somehow didn't know that. I thought it always opened at like 9 o'clock. I don't know if that was always a thing. So we will find out, ladies and gentlemen, the much anticipated. There's literally already articles out saying that the Dow's dropped 1,000 points and this and that. Like they know, like they scripted it and they know what the numbers are going to be or something. It's really weird. Well, we will, we'll see then. I mean, this could get strange. Shout out to all the mods in chat, everyone that helps out with the show, and a shout out to our supporters of the show. Please support the show. We definitely need more supporters of the show and more support. Obviously, we don't even have phone lines. We don't have video capabilities. All of that comes with more support. I literally haven't even gotten enough support to pay the base bills for like the last 6 months. So, but once those base bills are paid, which aren't too much, then I can add other features. So if you guys want to see video and have call-in lines, like right now we could be having call-in lines, you know, but they cost money. I actually found a place where I could maybe get the call line set up for about $30-$35 or something like that. And that would be pretty cool. So someone wants to see call lines later today or something, I could probably set those up pretty quick, but you got to send in some money for that. Links are below. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, stuff like that. So far, I don't see any more information coming out on this. I didn't know that those markets opened at 9:30 like that. That's crazy that I didn't know that. I thought it was always like 9 o'clock. I don't know if they've recently changed that or was it always like that? I'm going to pull up the Drudge Report. We're just looking at some of the headlines on here. As Musk turns, Elon breaks on tariffs, feud goes public, staff fights, Social Security death spiral. That's not good. I think they're getting Americans ready for the coming collapse. Simpson saying, they're saying it could happen today. You know, the Simpsons famous for predicting stuff like this.
2025, the day great America falls under Donald Trump's presidency. In a dark episode of The Simpsons, an unimaginable disaster unfolds. It all begins in the dusty archives of an old library in Washington, where a researcher discovers a forgotten document. Its edges are yellowed, its ink faded, yet the warning remains clear. On the 7th day of April in 2025, under the rule of a leader who looks to the past, the greatest nation on earth will fall. The final decision will be his, and the end will begin where no one expects. At first, the discovery is dismissed as a myth, but soon events align in eerie precision. Donald Trump returning to power amid controversy enacts policies that shake the nation. As the fateful date nears, the stock market crashes, riots erupt, and America's allies turn away. Then a mysterious signal disrupts all communication. Cities go dark, planes fall from the sky, financial records vanish. In the White House, Trump watches Washington burn. His lips move. Did he know all along? The document never revealed the ending, only that this was the day America fell.
I don't even know that could be. excuse me. I still got this cold, and that could be all AI. For all we know, you know. I would have to really check in on that. It almost seems like it's AI, but The Simpsons notoriously has predicted quite a bit of stuff over the years that has come to pass. I mean, it really is strange, you know? And we are waiting for the markets. They're open right now. We're going to see where this is all headed as the markets open live at 14,966. The NASDAQ sits at this morning, sitting steady at the moment. 14,966.50. I'm gonna try to go to the live Dow. See what we're getting on the 37,085. 37,085. Let's see. Let's give it a few minutes here. And let's, you know, keep checking back with it and see where this could potentially be going. Guys, I don't know. The show I did last night with the AI Alex Jones, I had Alex Jones on as a guest. The AI Alex Jones, that is. And You know, AI has come a long way, but the military AI, I'm sure, is far beyond, you know, any level that that the public sector is right now, right? So, I mean, they could have AI walking around talking to us, you know, virtually talking to us about anything, right? So, I guess I could bring on the Alex Jones AI right now. Let's ask him about the stock market. Alex, what do you think about the opening of the stock markets today? A lot of people calling it Black Monday, thinking the markets could possibly collapse. Today could be the day. Supposedly the Simpsons predicted a collapse. Do you think anything like that could happen?
It's difficult to predict exactly what will happen in the stock market, as it is influenced by a wide range of factors, including economic performance, geopolitical events, and investor sentiment. While some analysts may be predicting a significant downturn in the market, others may view the situation differently. As for the Simpsons prediction, it's worth noting that while the show has made some eerily accurate predictions in the past, it's not possible to say with certainty whether this particular prediction will come true. Only time will tell what the future holds for the stock market.
All right. Thank you.
If you have any other questions or would like to talk about anything else, feel free to ask. I'm here to assist you.
Thank you. All right, so Alex Jones, not really giving us any information on the stock market collapse or the potential for that. Okay.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm seeing a downward stroke on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's down from like 37,700 to 37,000. It's negative 1,200 points instantly in free fall. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already starting to not look good. I mean, we're talking free fall within 3 minutes. I mean, complete free fall. The NASDAQ down 645 points in complete free fall in just minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it. This could be the day. Black Monday. I warned Americans. I warned you years ago. You need to get out of America. They're literally telling you that you're not going to have any Social Security and they're taking it away. They're closing everything. They're closing out all the accounting. They can't pay out. It's a bankrupt nation. It's probably going to go back to the Bank of... Actually, the United States does not default back to the Bank of England like people think. I checked into this. Do you guys want to know who the United States, the country, and all of its assets default to if the United States defaults on its debt payment? It defaults to the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank owners, and there's 8 of them. Literally, like the 8 private Federal Reserve Bank owners will own the whole country of the United States and all the people in it, all of the assets, everything. So these people that set it up will now own it. We are seeing 1,229 point decline instantly on the Dow, the NASDAQ, with a 642 5-point deduction. That's 4.14% already just in minutes. 4.33% now just in minutes. 4.33% on the NASDAQ. 3.21% on the Dow. So let's keep monitoring this for a while here. Get your coffee, get your popcorn, because we need to see what is going on and if this is going to really tank or if it's all just hype. I have a feeling something could happen because they're not, the way they're reporting this is just weird. I can usually get a good feel of what is going to go on in the media by how they're reporting things. As bizarre as that sounds. So, based on how they're reporting things, I can usually read through the script. Get your popcorn. Guys, I am going to take about a 1 minute break to heat some coffee up real quick. I'll be back in like 1 minute. I'm just going to keep talking in the background while I'm doing it. I don't know if you'll be able to hear me or not. Hold on, stand by. Get your coffee right now.
Curious to see if in this first half hour how much decline we could potentially be seeing, you guys. Hopefully y'all could still hear me. I am warming up some coffee right here. Gotta get some more coffee to see what's going on. Guys, I warned that a lot of bad stuff was coming, and there's people thinking that if we have the stock market tank today, that, you know, that the government will cause blackouts, like with the power and whatnot, because they don't want panic to spread and information to spread on social media to other countries and whatnot, you know, letting people know just how bad everything is, right? So they might have to go black, you know, and dark. And then that's what Tucker was talking about. And then that's where that whole CIA agenda comes back in, where, you know,
we got to wonder, like, if Tucker is scripted and whatnot, because, you know, Tucker talking about blackouts just at like key opportune times. And we know he's connected to the CIA. He tried to apply there, supposedly never made it, all this stuff. But, you know, what are they feeding us? And how is it all working? The NASDAQ now down 4.54%, 708 points already in the first 8 or 9 minutes. 10 minutes of opening. The Dow has tanked 1,500 points now. It's down almost 4%. It's in literal free fall, just going straight down, is what the chart is showing. Guys, if you're invested in the markets, you might want to literally do a fire sale on everything right now for fucking nothing, because you never know. But then it pops back up and fucking doubles like instantly. That would be my luck. That's why I don't really fuck with stocks and short-term crypto and all that anymore. One time I made like $8,000 on Dogecoin or something like that.
I'll be right back. I'm getting my coffee. Water is now boiling. Here I come. I'm back.
back. And then we'll see where these markets are going. You know, how far will they go? How far will this whole thing go? Let's see. NASDAQ Live. That is holding because it needs to update still. Okay, we're waiting for the next update on this system. Dow Jones down 1,467 points right now. I mean, you know, NASDAQ down 685 points. It's literally in free fall, almost straight. Fuck. I've never seen anything like this. The line is going straight fucking down. I mean, I don't monitor stocks at the opening every day or nothing, but I've never really seen, I've done this before several times, you know, reporting on stories in the past. That's pretty bad. If you follow that line down, 21.17, yeah, it looks kind of bad. Let's see what's going on. So, 4.1% or 4.31. Wow. Yeah, I mean, things can go down, things can come up. Lars in chat is saying the market came right back up in 2020. Yes, sir. That can happen, of course. However, I think we're just at levels that it's really going to go on now, you know, at this point. And if this isn't the final straw that broke the camel's back, it will be damn near the final one. So let me see. I'm just checking these numbers now. The NASDAQ sits at 1600 or 16,647.52. It's down 750 points in the first 15 minutes of opening. This is the NASDAQ. I'm going to time this. I'm going to put 9:45. The NASDAQ is sitting at 16,647. I'm going to put the Dow. I'm going to time this out at 9:45. And we're going to write the Dow down at 36,847, which is a 1,467-point decline. We're going to check it about every 5 minutes, and we're going to see what kind of free fall we're in or decline or what, but it's looking sharp. Guys, this could be it. You might want to rush to the bank now and get every last penny. No, I wouldn't tell anyone to do that, but, you know, I probably would be doing it. I don't have any pennies to get out of the bank, so therefore I'm not going to any banks. They, you know, as an alternative reporter, the one of the last real journalists living, I would consider myself, you know, the last real journalist. You know, I don't think Tim Cass is telling us the truth all the way. I don't think that You know, I'd like to think like a Luke Radowski is like a real dude and like an independent guy and he's a nice guy and everything, but I don't know if he's given us the right take. A guy like Gary Franchi with the Next News Network, he always pumps Alex Jones. I just can't trust a guy like that. He just sounds like a mouthpiece for the CIA, basically. I don't see any real journalists out there. Anymore. I mean, there's some YouTubers that cover stuff. But as far as people that have been in the media and have been on Drudge Report and all the top news publications in the world, like myself, like a real news guy, I don't really know of any real news guys anymore. You know, Laura Loomer would like you to believe she's a news girl, but that's not the case. We're sitting right now in between updates. We got a 750 point free fall on the NASDAQ already in the first 15 minutes, guys. That is a 750 point deficit from the opening. The NASDAQ is currently sitting at 16,647. The Dow, again, 36,657. It's also in free fall. It's down 1,656 points in just the first 15 minutes after open. This is also, you know, that's pretty bad. I know this show's not jam-packed with information today. I don't really care. We're just sitting here monitoring this. So if you guys have other things to do, you can go do them. But if you're just, you can have this on in the background and listen to it or whatever and just keep tabs on this. Let's check this out. Let's go through the top of the hour and just see where this whole sucker is headed. Because I don't think it's going to be headed in the right direction anytime soon. Oh, God. We're seeing some fluctuation in the NASDAQ. Some fluctuation in the Dow right now. Tiny upswing. It's trying to compensate for itself. Let's see if it makes any movements, and then we'll also monitor this throughout the day as well. Right now it's looking a little bit rough on the opening. Looks like we're down currently in real time. The Dow Jones Industrial is down about 12,000. It's back up to 37,000. It went up a little bit, just crested over 37. NASDAQ still at, you know, it's at 16,882, down 516 points. We're seeing if these markets are going to stabilize. And hopefully, obviously, nothing happens. Hopefully, things get better. Trump's tariffs are great. I don't necessarily see that, though, honestly. I think it's part of a bigger plan, like, they know something's coming, so they got to like kind of get everything shutting down, kind of like closing out your accounting for a big event. Could be a major disaster, could be a pole shift. We don't know. We know the pole is shifting at an ever increasing rate now, exponentially on the planet. So something like that could be. Yeah, they might have just put in the plunge protection or something because the NASDAQ down 478 points, the Dow down 1,200. Maybe they have mechanisms in place today. They were talking about the president maybe even putting a freeze on things if it got bad. Just freezing the markets. And how they can do all this stuff, I don't know. I mean, how do you just freeze markets and this and that? I mean, that seems so weird to me. That the market wouldn't just exist in perpetuity or whatever. Down 1,217 points currently. NASDAQ down 465. So kind of bouncing up and down right now. There's a little movement, just kind of seeing what is going on. A lot of traders rallying around, some trying to wait for it to tank so they can buy, and they hope it's going to go back up by the end of the day, right? Some trying to sell to get out of everything because they think the whole world is going to collapse. Some people are probably somewhere in between. Nonetheless, it is fascinating to, you know, the times that we live in. These are fascinating times. I might try to go live later. I might do a hike and walk out in the wilderness.
In nature.
Maybe I'll go live on that. Offer more insight to this. Right now, we're just kind of monitoring this real quick. Just because a lot of people were worried about the opening day. A lot, you know, especially that Simpsons post came out where they were saying, and I don't know if it's true because I didn't have time to check on it. I mean, that's kind of hard to dig into, but they were saying the Simpsons predicted a collapse today on the April 7th of the markets. And historically, we've seen, you know, stuff like that. So I wouldn't rule it out, right? NBC has a ticker on. It says live market plunge in response to Trump tariff. So, you know, obviously they're playing into like monitoring, like they think it's going to collapse or something at NBC. You know, why are they? I've never even seen them monitor a stream. You know, so we might be in for a show today, because if you think about it, like NBC just came on with a stream on YouTube, 556 people watching. They say markets is kind of doing like what we're doing on the stream, but they're just showing the graphics, right? The Dow Jones. They're showing the New York Stock Exchange. And the fact that they're doing that, I've never seen that before. That is fascinating. And we got a question, you know, how deep will this go into the day? You know, will this be like a thing? And guaranteed traders are monitoring this all day long today. The NASDAQ going back up right now. We're only down 365 points in the NASDAQ. The Dow down 1,153. So it's actually, for the time being, going back toward the opening numbers right now a little bit. Let's see where this all goes. It could be a long day in the stock market. I'll put it to you like that. It could be a long day. This could go many ways. I think we're going to have to monitor this at different points of the day. I might be back on. I'll be back on with like a midday update, maybe like a hike out in nature. We will get back into this and check back in. For now, the market's somewhat volatile, pretty volatile. It's going up and down, pretty sharply, bouncing. So I guess we'll wait and see where this is all going. I'm going to wait about 5 more minutes here. Guys, please support the show. Obviously, the more support I get, the more sophisticated the show can be. You know, we could have video call lines and a lot better content and stuff. Because I'd be able to put a lot more time into all of this. So the more support, the better the show gets. It's just how it works. Less support, the shittier the show gets. Eventually, it will, with no support, it ends up turning into the Timcast show. And then that's when you know it's total shit. All right. So let's see. The Dow, 37,000, down 924. All right. NASDAQ down 290 points. It's sitting at around 1700. It's fluctuating heavily. Fascinating. Guys, I'm going to jump out here for now. We'll check back midday and see if these markets are going to tank or what the deal is. You guys have a great day.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.